gospel soul. Break in the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Apostle Daniels. Listen, so it's been a minute since we have been on with My Gospel Soul. You have been enjoying Busting Loose in Faith and JD's Man Cave and Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Today, I am joining you to talk to you about dealing with frustration. Dealing with frustration, and you, as you know, tomorrow is election day. A lot of you got out for early voting, so you already, the frustration, the whole stress of it all, you have already taken care of it. I know that the first day early voting opened up, me and my husband were in line. I'm talking about first thing in the morning. And we get out and we run around Houston and do all that we need to do. But that day, the first thing we took care of was voting. So I want to talk today about frustration, you know, through the word of God to help you deal with what's happening today. We're dealing with a presidency that has been uncomfortable, unpredictable, and unusual. So a lot of things have been placed on our shoulders, and we're also dealing with COVID. So the holidays are coming. No families coming in. Everybody has to find creative ways to be with each other for the holidays or just go without, you know. And so what do we do to deal with the frustrations of the cares of this world today? So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into dealing with frustration. All right? Okay. I'm going to play a song by your very own Pastor Jay, and it's called My Soul Says Yes, right here on My Gospel Soul.
My soul says yes. Say yes.
Welcome back, welcome back. My Gospel Soul with Pastor Jay. Listen, today we're talking about frustration. So I'm going to be giving scriptures throughout the broadcast and also just get into a discussion, little helpful hints on how to get through a time of frustration. You know, one of the main things I'm going to tell you is that the best way to deal with frustration, first of all, is give everything over to God. Trust him with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it to him. Amen. And know that he has your best interest at heart. And a lot of times we're frustrated because we carry so much. We put the responsibility of fixing things on ourselves. And I'm just here to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. If you just give it to him, amen, he will handle it. Glory to God. Looking in 1 Timothy 6:6. First, let's pray. Father God, thank you for another opportunity to be on this podcast to share a word that will help somebody draw closer to you, somebody with dealing with regular everyday issues, how to apply the word to their lives, praise God, and see you show yourself strong and bring them out of a place of aggravation, frustration, stress, worry, to help them see that you didn't create us to carry things. You said you would carry it for us. So we thank you for it right now. We pray that this word fall on good ground. In 1 Timothy 6:6, it says, godliness without contentment is great gain. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 1:16, it says, 1:16:7, it says, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. In other words, be patient. Be patient and understand that God is in full control. Like I say, sometimes we get so aggravated, irritated, and stressed out because what we've done is we have started trying to fix things ourselves. But as we read this, like I said, godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, being in God is enough for me. I'm not worried about what's going on around me in the world, what my enemies are bringing against me, because I know that God, amen, is going to work everything out. Amen. I already know that my trust is in God. My trust is not in my own might. It's not in my own strength or my own, the way I can handle it, but it is in God. Amen. And with keeping my trust in God, hallelujah, and focusing on the things of God, amen, hallelujah, it's great gain. Now, let me help you with something. You have to give it to God. I know we love to sing, oh, bring our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Oh, I leave all my issues on the altar, all my hurt and pain and discomfort on the altar, you know, but let's do that for real. A lot of times when stress comes up in our life or we're frustrated in our lives, praise God, either something has attached itself to us or we are overanalyzing something in our minds, or we have just not surrendered something to God. Amen. Let's surrender, glory to God. Let's give it to him, amen. Let's just trust him to handle it like his word says that he will, glory to God. Let's look at Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who trusts in him. All your blessings flow through your line of trust, amen, through your level of trust. Do you trust him? Do you trust and believe that he can work it out? Like I say, it's one thing for us to go to church and to sing it, cry, fall out. But when we leave the church and we go home and we walk back into that house, walk back into that place or that circumstance or that situation, do we really believe that God, amen, is going to work it out? Can we not walk back through the door and as soon, or get in the car, walk out the church, get in the car, and as soon as we get in the car, it's back on our shoulders with a phone call, with a thought, with somebody brings it up? Have we really, and I'm not saying it's easy. That's the reason I'm pointing out what happened. Because the enemy, when you lay something down at the altar, when you say, Lord, I surrender, I give it to you, the enemy is going to try to revisit. He's going to try to bring that situation back up to you, bring that problem, that issue, that area of stress back up to you, because he wants to be present in your life. The enemy wants to be present in your life, and the only way to be present in your life is to get you frustrated, worried, full of doubt, and stressed out. So you have to know when the enemy is trying, and you have to be able to say, hey, I gave it to the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, you know, Lord, take it. Lord, I give it to you. Lord, I surrender. Turn on your praise music. Begin to sing a song of deliverance or thanksgiving. But you have to launch a counterattack against that attack of the enemy, because that's what it is. Praise God. Amen. He doesn't want you to be to have peace. He doesn't want you to have joy. He doesn't want you to be singing and testifying and letting people know how good God is. He wants you to be frustrated. He wants you to have hatred and unrest in your heart. He want to rob you of your sleep. Come on, because if you're not sleeping, then you're weak because you're not getting adequate rest. Your mind is all over the place, and you're susceptible to whatever thoughts or impressions that he brings to your mind. So it's very important for you to get into a place, praise God, of worship and praise after you have given something over to God. And I'm talking about if you know that you are a person who deals with anxiety, that deals with, that can't handle, you know, in your natural, in your flesh, you can't handle stress, then you know that you have to develop a lifestyle of praise, a lifestyle of worship, music, surrounding yourself and making sure your atmosphere is set full of praise and worship. Full of positive affirmations, and because, like I say, the enemy, once you give something over to God, the enemy wants to come right back and claim your mind, claim your space, claim your, you know, thought process, get you all stressed out and discombobulated. He wants you in that state of mind so that you cannot worship, so you cannot praise, so you cannot experience the fullness of God, the joy of God. Amen? So you have to make sure that you keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Amen? Let's look at this. It says irritation and frustration are inner events. Sometimes a sense of irritability is not rooted in your sense of failure, inadequacy, or desire for perfection, but a sense of frustration is placed in your spirit by God. An inner God-given restlessness and spiritual frustration can bring you to a place of resorting your priorities in life and of chopping away at those things that are extraneous, unimportant, or not in God's will for you. The answer to restlessness comes as you trust God. So, even in our frustration, as I read, amen, even in our frustration, it's like a warning sign as well, again, that you didn't give something over to God. It's a warning sign, as like I said, that you need to do some assessment to check your priorities. Come on. I like that. So we have to understand, glory to God, amen, to be aware even when frustration happens. What are we taking on? What in the way? What has brought us to this place? What is going on, you know? Glory to God. Give it to God and then get our minds back on track. Amen. Give it to God and then get ourselves back in the will of God. Amen. Because sometimes, like I say, you get off track, your mind is so restless and so full of all kinds of things that have you worried, frustrated, bound up, can't focus, can't be consistent. These things, like I say, it's a trick of the enemy. But the frustration of it is God identifying and trying to, like, send a warning flag. It's kind of like when your phone buzzes. It's a notification, right? To notify you that either something's wrong, somebody messaged you, something, you know, somebody's calling. It's a sign. So frustration is like that warning. It's like that, hey, focus, hey, you know, in your life. And when you stop at that frustration again and do an evaluation, find that thing, like I said, that you didn't give to God, that you haven't given all the way over to God, and go ahead and do what you need to do. Amen? Give it to God. God can handle it much, much more better than you can. How about that? Amen. Glory to God. So let's keep on with the show. We will be back in our continued talk on frustration. Praise God. The next song I'm going to play for you is by your very own Pastor Jay. God, hallelujah. And this song says, amen, Jesus is a joy to me, right here on My Gospel Soul. Welcome back. Welcome back. Indeed, Jesus is my joy. Amen. Dear Father, reveal to me the reason for my frustration and give me the courage to face it head on. I trust you to bring about change in my life and lead me in the path you have planned for me. Give me your peace. Amen. And I'm sharing from In Touch with God by Charles Stanley. And it's in a chapter called Emotions. And emotions, we cannot let emotions govern our lives. Amen. We cannot let emotions dictate our stability. Amen. We cannot let our emotions be the foundation that we operate from. Emotions are fickle. You're up, you're down. You may wake up with an attitude, go to sleep. You know, by 2 hours later, you're happy. Go. You know, you cannot allow emotions to navigate your life. Because they will, let me tell you something, they will ruin things. They will make you think things that are not really true. Come on, hallelujah. So we have to make sure that our emotions are brought under subjection to the power of God. And how do we do that? When we feel ourselves angry, we feel ourselves frustrated, we feel ourselves, you know, pray. That's the time where you meditate. That's the time where you say, okay, I'm out of control, you know. Because when we get so upset, you know, we're so angry. Somebody does something, frustrates us. And that's why the Bible said get angry but sin not. Amen. Just a little nugget, amen, that has to do with wisdom, amen. That has to do with, praise God, bringing emotions and control and stability, praise God, amen. A double-minded man is unstable in what all of his ways, glory to God, amen. What are you trying to accomplish in life? What are you trying to do? Come on, hallelujah, amen. Your emotions, listen, you could be on a good path and something happens that messes with your mind, your emotions. I was just watching a movie last night called Unhinged. And listen, the man in the movie had an ex-wife, and I guess the ex-wife had got him all of his money, and he you know, had moved on with her life, and he felt so wronged that he clicked. His emotions took over, and he was just out of control. And he took a road rage incident, and, I mean, he was going in his own rage already, but he took a road rage, and he took a road rage thing, you know, incident, turned it into a whole all-out war on the young lady. And I'm saying this because we do that sometimes in our emotions take over. We begin to be drunk in our emotions, and before you know it, every relationship or every instance after that is controlled by that experience. And that's why it's important that your thoughts, your mind, your spirit, everything is brought under subjection to the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you are able to deal with life through a spiritual mindset. Amen. Glory to God. So, amen. I hope, amen, that blessed you today. Glory to God. Because our intention, praise God, amen, is to share a word that will help you. Praise God, really, 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 really get closer to God, but be able to live a life that's manageable through God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll reshare the scriptures that we share today, which is 1 Timothy 6:6, Psalms 116:7, Psalms 34:8, which is, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Glory to God. And I'll be sharing these scriptures also on the MyGospelSoulMagazine.com website and also today's show. So if you want to share or play it back, it'll also be on my Facebook page, Queenie Daniels. Praise God. And we just want to make everything convenient to you so that you could be able to keep up with us. We want to just say that to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.